here at the 2018 Filene Big Bright Minds here in beautiful sunny San Diego. We apologize. It's raining, but it'll be nice tomorrow, I think.
And you know what? It's a warm rain.
It is a warm rain. Yes. Yeah, if anything, it's a warm rain. It's pleasant outside. So, but anyway, we digress about the weather. You can go to the Weather Channel and check all that stuff out. We are here with a very special guest, Denise Wymore.
Yeah, good to see you.
From NACUSO. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good.
So I am a Big Bright Mind. I didn't know if you knew this.
You're a Big Bright Mind. Well, I know that already.
I know.
That's obvious.
I always feel so flattered when I get invited because I was an I-3er in 2012.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
which is probably professionally the most important thing I did in my credit union career. Mm-hmm. It was so wonderful.
Why?
You know, I think I've always been one of those people, I thought I had a lot of good ideas, but they teach you the discipline of execution, you know, and that's the key, the discipline of execution. And I got to work with some amazing teams, and we did execute actually two ideas. One was Homies, which was a mortgage
okay.
application tracker.
Okay.
It was called Homies.
Homies,
I named
I like
it. I was really proud of that.
Very cool.
And it actually got funding, and then we had one called the Great Credit Race, that was literally gaming FICO to figure out how it worked to get millennials from a score of zero to a good credit score.
Wow, yeah, because yeah, so, that is a race.
Yeah,
that is a
race.
Challenge as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all been through that time in our lives. We're like, you know, I want to buy a car. How do I get a loan?
Well, and you and I weren't born with a credit score of zero.
No.
We were, you know, blissful. And now they're born with a credit score of zero, which is not great. I had a really good experience with Filene.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah. We'll have to go back and check and see how that stuff is doing.
Yeah.
So
it's great.
I like it. Hey, what are your plans for Big Bright Minds? What are you doing here, basically?
Apparently, this afternoon is the big field trip, which they always take us on crazy field trips. And we got our first choice. I'm going to Starbucks is all I know, but I don't think I'm not just going to go to Starbucks. But George is leading my team, and we're going to do something,
this should be something
really cool.
When
I was at I-3er, we got to learn how to pick locks, which that's what I like about
it. Was Jim Stickley on that trip, do you know?
No, but we were just talking about him. Yeah. No, but I think I might have a little Stickley in me because I was quite good at picking locks.
Good.
I know.
All right.
I didn't know I had that
skill
set.
Put that on your resume.
Exactly. We all got a lock picking kit. But see, that's kind of stuff Filene does is they get you out of your normal brain function and make you go to another path, which I think then unlocks that creativity and keeps everything going.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the really cool people.
Any particular speakers, anything like that you're interested in? I mean,
no,
anything
you know,
in particular
I'm excited about the field trip because I know that's always really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to go to the bar and do the trivia contest because I have a lot of useless information in my head that I would like to cash in on.
All right.
So
you should check out this show called Jeopardy as well.
Yes,
that you might do well on too.
Well, and we're excited to have you at NACUSO.
Oh my gosh, I'm like over the moon because it's here in San Diego at the Manchester Hyatt, which
is so you don't have to get on a plane.
New.
I know. We always love having you there.
Thank you so
and
much.
I'll tell you, I found out just about an hour ago that 2012, same year I was in I-3er, was also the year that Next Big Idea started. What I didn't know was we worked with George Hoffheimer and Matt Davis, who was here at the time, and Guy Messick were the people that got together and said, let's start this Next Big Idea competition.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, and now we're going to our sixth year, and you've seen it. Every year grows and grows and grows, and this last year it was so competitive. And we can't wait. We're already getting people applying for this 2019
good for you.
One.
Good for you.
Yeah, but we were thinking about, what the other reason I'm here, I want to talk to George about, you know, you helped us start this. You know, the I-3 experience I had, Next Big Idea, what maybe could we bring some CUSO investors or some CUSO minds to the execution of these great ideas
that
we're all cultivating. So.
Because ideas are nothing if you don't execute
exactly.
them. Yeah, so you got to take that next step, which is sometimes the hardest step
take. And that's that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned one of my favorite parts of the Filene I-3 method too was what we call death threats.
Because
you get so in love with your idea and then it gets validated by your team and then there's like, this is my baby, we're going to create my baby, and they make us, before we create the baby, they make us basically kill it. So they'll say, be realistic, what are the death threats? What are the things that could possibly get in this way? And see, it's so popular, I just got it. Cheers.
I know, standing ovation. Good for you. They heard you.
They heard it. Yeah, so it's a really, really good process. Anybody who has not been through I-3 really should consider applying.
I agree.
It's really easy. It's really easy.
Yeah, who would be like candidates for the I-3? Is it like...
You can't be a CEO. Did you know that?
You can't.
You cannot.
Oh, okay.
Which I really like.
So anybody but a CEO.
Anybody but a CEO. And they're going to show like at noon, they always do this. They do the Where Are We Now? Because they have an incredible track record for how many people end up being CEOs that have gone through I-3.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because you got to be entrepreneurial. You have to work well as a team because you get very little physical time with your team. Most of it is, you know, remote. So you have to be a really good team player. You have to have good follow through. if you're assigned a task, you can't let your team down and not do your part.
Right.
So that part was really cool too.
Very nice. Let's switch gears to the CUSO world.
Yeah.
What's going on in the CUSO world? Because it seems like there are so many that
there
are cropping up, and it's really cool.
I know.
It's really
CUSOs
cool to see.
Are like
almost an entrepreneurial environment mm-hmm. now. It's really kind of fun to see.
And different categories, you know, because we have the major categories, the insurance and the lending and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But big data, data analytics, mm-hmm. Folks like Constellation,
oh,
Chris
yeah.
Kovacs,
yeah.
They're getting to be some really cool CUSOs out there. CU Prodigy is one of my favorites
mm-hmm.
because they're really looking at pricing core cloud computing for mid-size and smaller credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we think at CUSO too, is the more CUSOs form and work together to get economies of scale and all those things that is why a lot of people merge,
mm-hmm.
we think we can mitigate those mergers with CUSOs.
Oh, good.
Linda Bodie,
okay.
who's here.
Yeah, yeah.
She's,
oh,
our,
she's here. Okay,
she's
cool.
here. She's our CUSO power user. You know, she uses like
CUSO power user.
She's uses like 7 to 9 CUSOs. And I remember I interviewed her for an article in the CUSO, and she's a $30 million credit union. And she said, I know a lot of people think, you know, oh, it's hard to run a small credit union. She said, if it's really that hard, you're doing it wrong. You're trying to do everything yourself.
Yeah, that's the hard.
And
yeah.
she said, I partner with CUSOs and we're full service
Good
and we're not, you know, killing ourselves with it.
Yeah, leverage those folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're there for a reason.
Yeah.
yeah.
And of course, Messick and Lauer, you know, our partners,
mm-hmm.
they form the majority of the CUSOs. Did you hear Brian? Yeah, you interviewed Brian. He wrote
about
the book on CUSOs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I just posted it the other day.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of Brian.
He's a good guy.
He's very humble. But I'm getting that book out everywhere.
Oh,
You'll
yeah.
see it at our conference.
Just in time for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Come
just
on.
Just in time. Yep. It's on Amazon.com.
That's right.
Read it on
Amazon. Put the link.
Yep. Yeah. It's really good.
Very
so
cool.
So things are good.
Right on.
Found my people.
Very
yeah.
cool. Yeah, he did. Well, your people are everywhere. So
they're,
what are you talking
yeah.
about?
But these are really like, you know, like-minded. They have a cooperative heart, but really good business mind. And I find that to be an ideal combination.
Yeah, I agree. And I like the entrepreneurial mm-hmm. aspect of it as well, because of the whole startup excitement type thing and how sky's the limit type of stuff. So it's really mm-hmm. exciting to see. So that's another thing that I love about the NetCUSO
yeah.
Network
yeah.
show. It's really
mm-hmm.
fun.
Really fun. Yeah, we're looking
Good
forward
stuff.
To seeing you there.
Me too. I am
mm-hmm.
can't wait. It's on the calendar, ready to
All
rock
right.
and roll.
And the weather in April 14th through 17th, I hear, is going to be ideal.
No rain in the forecast. I guarantee it.
Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you, Denise. Thank you so much. Denise Wymore, NetCUSO. Go check them out.
Thanks.